Listen up, this is only going to take a minute. My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. My goal is to provide practical and simple content entrepreneurs can use to increase the value of their business. My hope is that you'd be entertained and encouraged because, let's face it, being an entrepreneur, it's not always easy. Sometimes it helps to discover what others are doing. So thanks for hanging out and let's get to it. Fitbit announces $300 iconic smartwatch with water resistance, GPS, and heart rate monitoring. So Fitbit, you wear it around your wrist, you walk around with it all day, or some people do. If you're in particular a fitness, if fitness is something that's important to you, then chances are you have a Fitbit or something like it. But this headline caught my eye for a reason, and I'm just gonna read out a couple of these paragraphs, and then I'll explain to you what I've noticed about entrepreneurs that are running businesses, myself included, and the trap that we fall into. Iconic smartwatch will have GPS, heart rate tracking, water resistance, Fitbit Pay, onboard music, multiple clock faces, a battery that'll last more than 4 days. You'll be able to add your American Express cards, as well as MasterCard, Visa, debit cards. Also has new sensor technology, an SpO2 sensor for estimating oxygen levels in the blood that have the potential to track sleep apnea, amongst others. Oh, and all of these features mean that the Fitbit is going to be more expensive than its next competitor, its largest competitor, the Apple Watch. And so it's going to be about a $300 touch, and the Apple Watch is about $270. So it's about 10% more expensive, thereabouts, than the Apple Watch. But here's the problem. Many entrepreneurs end up being everything for nobody and end up being nothing for everybody. What I mean by that is entrepreneurs can get lost with feature creep and can add so many bells and whistles to what they're doing that they end up alienating their primary marketplace. I don't work for Fitbit. This is just me providing some commentary on a headline in an attempt to try and encourage and somewhat entertain entrepreneurs that are running businesses. Let's face it, we all need to know we're not alone in the battle out on the field to create value for ourselves, our families, our employees, our customers, etc. But Fitbit, this headline just screamed to me that sometimes you can go over the top. Sometimes you can just simply be trying to do too much. So instead of trying to get one customer in 100 different markets, the better opportunity would be to get 100 customers in one market. It means your margin isn't spread thin. It means you're not trying to cater to a small group of people that are ultimately not adding anything to your bottom line. And so if you're an entrepreneur right now and you're going, oh, wait a minute, that's us. I mean, we have a product or we have a service, we've added all these bells and whistles, and man, we're just not getting any traction. My suggestion or my advice would be try to focus on the core competencies of what it is that you're doing. It would seem to me, just by taking a stab at it, that Fitbit, by virtue of their name, Fitbit, is in the fitness business. And so when I look at Fitbit, I look at it, I would consider its competitor to be, say, a Nike or an athletic company that has an app and is trying to help their customers with fitness. The Apple Watch, to me, while it has all the bells and whistles, the motive for Apple creating their watch and doing what they're doing comes from a different position than Fitbit. For Fitbit to try and compete with the Apple Watch, to me, seems a bit like a waste of time and a waste of effort and a waste of energy. If I was Fitbit, what I would be doing is I'd be trying to figure, okay, who are the 100 customers in one market that we can go and serve? Not who are the 100 customers that are in 100 markets, so one customer per market that we're trying to serve. And I'm being horribly simplistic to try and prove the point. But if you're Fitbit, you should be focusing on your core strengths and doubling down on them and maybe trying to figure out how to create an online experience or an offline experience or some joint, some strategic partners or some joint ventures that really leverage the customer base that you've developed and the form and function that you're trying to deliver. Your product or service should be focused. You should be the leader in a niche. That niche over time may grow into a bigger market, but attempting to go and serve the entire market at once is not a good use of resources, of people, of energy. It becomes self-defeating. And, you know, I could be completely wrong. Maybe in a couple of months from now, We're looking at a headline that says, Fitbit smashes sales records of Apple Watch. I don't think that's gonna happen because it doesn't seem to make any sense, but maybe I'm completely wrong and time will tell. But if you're an entrepreneur and this resonates with you and you're thinking, how come our business is not getting the traction that we wanted, and you look at your business and you see that you're spending a lot of time on the features and the bells and the whistles, but you've not really figured out how do we lead in one particular market segment? How do we just absolutely lead in that segment? We know there's lots of others, but how do we become a leader in a single segment? You may want to start there. I may want to work backwards. So it doesn't matter if you're as large as Fitbit, the basics of running a business are all the same. Find a customer, create value, keep it simple, and be really profitable. That's it. See you next time.